So I want to give us some guideposts as we go through this, kind of starting off what Doug had talked about, kind of mapping out a path forward. We're going to look at striking the balance between employee privacy, right, and effective cyber defense. Most probably everybody in the audience knows that GDPR day is tomorrow. Yay. Wait, that's not a yay. Wait, boo? Yay. I don't know. But GDPR is coming to effect tomorrow, you know, whether you like it or not. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And then finding that, quote unquote, just right vendor cybersecurity due diligence. If we have time, we'll do that. But that, I want to give those three. That's the tone. So if you have questions, that's what we're trying to deliver to you guys through this presentation. But if there's other ones, please bring that up as well. I'm going to go ahead and go. You know, the last question is usually like the, you know, the takeaway. I'm going to ask it first because I get to do that. What is a thing, we're talking about in-house challenges, right? What is a thing that keeps each of you up at night? Like when we, from a cybersecurity perspective, okay, personal life, we can talk about that later. But from a cybersecurity perspective, what really keeps you up at night? What is the main challenge for you?
There's an owl that comes every night to my house, and it's hooting and hollering, and it's hard to sleep.
Yeah,
I do not have an owl box, they call that. I guess it's, you know, the CISO, Chief Information Security Officer, my client in a sense, says, Doug, all this stuff that Professor Chesney talked about, so what's my liability? Yeah. I mean, did everyone follow what he said? You know, I followed a small amount of it. And I mean, but it's interesting, right? So you have all these techie people that want to hack back, or they're upset because someone came and broke into their network, so their house, and took their data as their pride and joy. They want to do the same thing. It's, you know. So we have to talk to them about that, and then it's, well, the government wants to come in, and what's that going to look like? So I think being able to break down the liability of all these things, mm-hmm. in an area of the law that is very gray and evolving –